You're listening to WRUU-LP, Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings, community radio with global soul.
Check, check, 1, 2. Look like a little country. Rock and roll and blues. Cause we sure love playing for good people like you. Let me know if you can hear me. Check, check, 1, 2.
You are listening to Savannah Music Local and Sustainable, the radio show that features conversations with and the music of local musicians and traveling musicians performing in town. I'm your host, Dave Lake. Tonight on Savannah Music Local and Sustainable, I am talking with Zanisha Sirik, the executive director, and Ryan McMakin, the artistic director of the Savannah Music Festival, about guess what? It's the 2026 Savannah Music Festival, which is from March 25th through April 5th, 2026, at various locations around Savannah. So, welcome back, Zanisha and Ryan.
We're happy to be here.
Happy to be here, absolutely. Yeah.
And then we move into Thursday, April 2nd. And this is the third of the concerts of Philip Dukes and Friends featuring Brahms and Franck.
Yeah, I mean, that's, again, you know, staples of the repertoire, and Philip having such a great experience with those pieces, and then, of course, bringing his compatriots to the realm of Brahms and Franck, you're going to definitely experience a staple of the repertoire being played at the highest level. You know, we love Philip for exactly that ability to kind of, you know, be mixed in with different groups and different players, but be a constant for us throughout the festival. So that's the whole idea about this classical music series, that we have a thread through the entire festival.
Thank you. mentioned earlier about the return to the nicest auditorium of the Jepson Center, and that's where this is.
Yes, and you know, we're so happy to be able to do that, because in these collaborations, beyond just placing the concert and on the stage of a certain venue, we also like to bring attention of our concert goers and attendees to the museum in itself, and they could experience an exhibition prior to the concert or after the concert.
And we've talked about the collaboration between, the returning collaboration between the Savannah Philharmonic and the Savannah Music Festival. But I always talk about Savannah in terms of, considering a town this size, it has a tremendous amount of music. I mean, every evening you could walk down on River Street and hear music coming out of a lot of the bars. Mm-hmm. And there's so many wonderful music organizations in this town.
That's true.
And the next concert we're going to talk about, also on Thursday, April 2nd, is a collaboration between the Savannah Music Festival and the American Traditions Vocal Collection. And so that is a wonderful organization that brings 24 of the finest young singers to town in a competition. But in addition to that, they have the Vocal Collection now, which is a series of concerts throughout the year of vocalists who have gone through the American Traditions competition. And so that's what's going to be at 7 p.m. on Thursday, April 2nd, is Divine Harmony, Broadway Tunes from Religious to Secular.
Yeah, and that concert is going to feature the past winners of the competition. So, you know, we definitely are looking forward to with ATC. I have some dear friends. Keith Sodergren is a really good friend and someone whom I performed in the past. And, you know, she's doing a fantastic job with ATC. The concert is definitely something Ryan actually worked with Mickey, you know, defining what that night could be.
Yeah, and I think this program, just to say a few things about how it landed, it's, you know, this is the Passover and Holy Week on the Christian calendar overlap in this time frame. So instead of seeing that as something that's going to pull people away from, say, a music festival, Mickey had the idea to really embrace it and be playful about it. So you've got four singers who are all active cast members on Broadway, and then an ensemble of local musicians. And the program is going to be really recognizable songs, but super fun.
Yeah. And actually, a religious song, as you, I'm sure, know, is actually part of the performance when they compete. So the whole idea is the singers to show a versatility in the repertoire. So where they compete, they, one of the songs that they should present is a religious song. So it's definitely down their alley in terms of, like, you know, really, really good performances of this repertoire.
Yeah, and it's the first time we've done a Broadway kind of review like this in quite some time. Yeah. So great singers, you'll hear Godspell and Jesus Christ Superstar, Fiddler on the Roof, that, you know, a lot of very well-known.
And basically at the same time at 7:30, because that is at 7 at the Kehoe Ironworks, then at 7:30 is Daryl Scott String Band. And that is at the North Garden Assembly Room of the Ships of the Sea Museum.
Yeah, we look forward to having that. And Daryl's such a versatile musician in the American roots realm. And this is a string band with a lot of bluegrass and sort of old-time influence material. And Rob Ikes, the great dobro player, is on this show as well. So another guitar show. Rob Ikes is the winningest IBMA dobro player of the year guy.
Thank you. chance to view the world behind our father's backs. We left our parents playing rummy by the cottage porch light, and we were walking down to Helen's on that sweet summer night. And we flipped a coin to see who would have to knock when she opened up her door and asked us in. That's right, she asked us in, Helen of Troy, Pennsylvania. She was twice the age of me and Tony, brown-eyed, recently divorced and lonely. And we lied about our high school football team, number one in the state because of Tony and me. And she sensed our awkwardness and unzipped her calico dress, called us over to kiss her one at a time. One at a time, good God, boys, Helen of Troy, Pennsylvania. Drone of large mosquitoes, a rhythm of malts against drum head scream, syncopation of frigid damn motor, with her bobtail cut looking at us real mean. Yeah, yeah, and I'm from Pennsylvania. Something to drink, and me and Tony, we washed ourselves in the bathroom sink, doing the chicken neck, the high five, and the monkey noise. Glad to be happy, healthy, heterosexual boys. And we drank her herbal tea, Red Singer. And good golly, Miss Molly, all the way home, Helen of Troy, Pennsylvania. Thank you. listen to them big wheels whine. I'm going out on the highway and listen to them big wheels whine. Oh, Alfred Lerner, won't you steal away my mind? Got some bad news from Houston. Half my friends are dying. Got some bad, bad news from Houston. Half my friends are dying. Oh, white freight liner, won't you steal away my mind? Steal it away, steal it away.
Or if Broadway is not up your alley, that you can always listen to the blues, because Chris Stone, Kingfish Ingram, is going to be performing at the Lucas Theater for the Arts at 8 p.m.
He is. He's kind of the guy at the height of his powers, it seems like. I mean, he's such an amazing guitar player.
Yeah.
Put a spell on you because you're mine, because you're mine. Stop the things you do, stop the things you do.
So as we were alluding, you know, we were going through Pat Metheny, John Scofield, through Julian Lage to Kingfish. That's the theme of the festival for this year, and no better way to experience the guitar, I guess, in many different reiterations and versions, and played by legends and up-and-coming players, and just people who define guitar playing, you know, at this time. So it's just an amazing opportunity.
This is WRUU-LP, Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings Community Radio with Global Soul.
You're listening to WRUU, your local radio station, for people just like you, hosted by people from your community. The voices you hear are your neighbors, coworkers, and others from the Savannah and Lowcountry area. In other words, WRUU is your community radio station. Please help us by donating whatever you can to help your neighbors and friends stay on the air. Go to WRUU.org and support your local radio station. Any amount is welcomed. Thank you for your support of WRUU.
This portion of WRUU's programming is brought to you by listeners like you and by the 2026 Savannah Music Festival, which runs from March 25th through April 5th. Jazz programming will feature Pat Metheny's Side Eye 3 Plus, Tord Gustafson Trio, John Scofield Trio, Julian Lage Quartet featuring John Medeski, and more. More information and tickets can be found at www.savannahmusicfestival.org. The American Traditions Collection of Concerts presents the best of Broadway, something old and something new, on April 6th at 7 p.m. at the Ashbury Memorial Church, 1008 East Henry Street, Savannah. The Show Tune Spectacular showcases the best of Broadway right here in Savannah and features Broadway performers. More information and tickets can be found at www.atcsavannah.org. This music is often called classical music. But remember, Mozart, Beethoven, and Liszt were the rock stars of their time, so I simply call it great music. I'm your host, Dave Lake, and join me for four centuries of great music, with new episodes each week on Sundays from 3 to 5 p.m. We also have encores of these episodes on Saturdays from 3 to 5 p.m. from mid-June to early December. Welcome back to Music Local and Sustainable, and I'm your host, Dave Lake. Tonight on Savannah Music Local and Sustainable, I am talking with Zanisha Sirik, the Executive Director, and Ryan McMakin, the Artistic Director of the Savannah Music Festival, about the 2026 Savannah Music Festival, which is from March 25th through April 5th at various locations around Savannah. And of course, the Philip Dukes concert, the Divine Harmony concert, and the Daryl Scott Spring Band concert are all available for your wristband. This is the second weekend for the wristband.
It is. Yeah.
And so if you enjoyed roaming from concert to concert with your wristband the first weekend, hopefully you have the wristband for the second weekend, because the same thing can occur. Because the next day, it's like one concert after another after another throughout the day on Friday, April 3rd, that you can use your wristband.
That's right.
And, of course, it starts with Daryl Scott and Rob Ickes.
Just a duo show.
Just a duo show.
At 12:30.
At 12:30 at the North Garden Assembly Room of the Ships of the Sea Museum.
Yeah. So it'll be a totally different program from the night before. And you really get to see two great players up and close. And Daryl, of course, is also a very accomplished songwriter. So here are a lot of the things that you might say, oh my gosh, I can't believe you wrote that too. But he did. So that'd be a good one. And then we followed that up with two different sets with a co-bill of kind of trad music, one from Quebec in Le Vent du Nord.
Thank you. aurait vu étreindre la main d'un prétendant.
On vous aurait vu étreindre la main d'un prétendant.
Ce serait le fils d'un prince, sûrement pas d'un paysan. Un rosier rouge, un rosier blanc, dites-moi la belle qui est votre amant.
Un rosier rouge, un rosier blanc, dites-moi la belle qui est votre amant.
Mais qu'en est-il, ma chère, de ce si beau serment?
Mais qu'en est-il, ma chère, de ce si beau serment?
Que vous me prêtiez naguère quand vous étiez au couvent. Un rosier rouge, un rosier blanc, dites-moi la belle qui est votre amant. Maintenant je ne vis plus guère de l'amour que des tourments.
Maintenant je ne vis plus guère de l'amour que des tourments.
Et je maudis cette guerre qui m'exile injustement. Un rosier rouge, un rosier blanc, dites-moi la belle qui est votre amant.
Un rosier rouge, un rosier blanc, dites-moi la belle qui est votre amant.
Je n'ai eu de vos nouvelles, il est vrai depuis longtemps. Je croyais la belle qu'il était question de temps. Un rosier rouge, un rosier blanc, dites-moi la belle qui est votre amant.
Un rosier rouge, un rosier blanc, dites-moi la belle qui est votre amant.
Il n'est point à mon honneur de me fier aux médisants.
Il n'est point à mon honneur de me fier aux médisants.
Pour contrer la rumeur, me faut aller au-devant. Un rosier rouge, un rosier blanc, dites-moi la belle qui est votre amant.
Un rosier rouge, un rosier blanc, dites-moi la belle qui est votre amant.
Avant la prochaine lune, je quitterai mon régiment.
Avant la prochaine lune, régiment.
Ou si je prends la plume, vous en avertissant. Un rosier rouge, un rosier blanc, dites-moi la belle qui est votre amant.
Un rosier rouge, un rosier blanc, dites-moi la belle qui est votre amant.
Oh, je suis bien aise, ma chère, de vous voir de bon vivant.
Oh, je suis bien aise, ma chère, de vous voir de bon vivant.
Prenez donc une chaise, nous causerons plus à la fenêtre. Un verre rouge, un verre blanc, dites-moi la belle qui est votre amant.
Un verre rouge, un verre blanc, dites-moi la belle qui est votre amant.
Comme je subirai demain le sort des déserteurs.
Comme je subirai demain le sort des déserteurs.
M'avouerez-vous enfin la couleur de votre cœur? Un amant rouge, un amant blanc, dites-moi la belle laquelle est-ce qu'on vend?
Un amant rouge, un amant blanc, dites-moi la belle laquelle est-ce qu'on vend? Un amant rouge, un amant blanc,
dites-moi la belle qui est votre amant?
Scotland and Braybach, and it's Braybach's first time coming here. And just we learned while we were programming the festival that, you know, these two Celtic leaning ensembles came together 3 years ago at Celtic Connections and did some collaborations. So this was an opportunity for us to put a co-bill together in Savannah.
And there at the Keyhole Ironworks. And then, as part of the classical programming, is Maxine Lando. Piano. And that is also at the Nicis Auditorium of Telfair, Jefferson Center.
Yeah, Maxim is an up-and-coming, somebody who's building already a reputation for himself as somebody who's super talented. And actually, you know, we mentioned, you know, with Jonathan Mamora, are looking into bringing sort of young guns of piano playing and presenting the fresh take on the standard repertoire, but also looking for, you know, opportunities for the young players. And Maxim, you know, went to like New England and Juilliard, and you know, he's actually sponsored by Lang Lang Foundation. So he definitely is someone we're so happy to be able to bring to Savannah.
And then Global Roots continues at the North Garden of the Ships of the Sea Museum.
Yeah, with a New York-based Moroccan group, kind of a collaboration between some contemporary musicians in the contemporary jazz scene in New York and this great, they're called Inan Gnawa, a Moroccan Sufi tradition. It's really upbeat stuff with drums and a lot of voice also. But this is a collaboration that I think will be a big discovery for a lot of people if they venture over there. It's an amazing ensemble.
And again, everything we've talked about so far is available on your wristband.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, and it's probably a little bit of a car drive, but it doesn't take more than 10 minutes or so to get from downtown out to the Starland District.
Yep.
Because then you could probably catch a bit of Lee Fields and the Monophonics, which is 8:30 at Victory North.
Yeah, we're excited to have Lee Fields back, and that's another wristband accessible show that day. Lee Fields was kind of little JB, is what they used to call him, James Brown kind of style, very much kind of funk and soul throwback stuff, and the band is amazing. And this show is with a San Francisco-based keyboard-driven funk ensemble. So a guy who, the leader is the singer and plays Hammond organ and clavinet and Rhodes and all that stuff. So sort of also retro style soul and funk. Lee Fields first played the festival on a bill with Lake Street Dive in 2013 and then played the Stopover Festival in 2017 maybe. So it'd be really good to have him back on the bill.
And if you don't want to travel up to the Victory North, mm-hmm. then you could just go over to the Lucas Theater for the Old Crow Medicine Show.
Yeah, Old Crow. So Old Crow is a band who a lot of folks know in the Nashville and Americana scene, and they are playing, they're doing another kind of, it's their maybe 20th or some special year celebrating the release of their first record. So they're playing in two halves, the first record, the OCMS record, and then Big Iron World, which was the second record in the second half. So that'll be great. It'll be good to have them with the Lucas, I think. The last time they were in Savannah, they played the Mercer. The Lucas is such, it's an almost intimate scene for a band like Old Crow Medicine Show.
Yeah.
And then we move on to Saturday, April 4th, the penultimate day of the festival. It starts with Ventu Nord at the Keyhole Iron Works at 12:30, a noon-30 concert.
Yeah, if you missed the Quebecois band the night before, they're playing at 12:30. A good noon-30 mix this year.
And of course, if you have a wristband and you did catch them, you can catch them again.
Yes.
Come back.
As a band in the wristband. And then at 6 p.m. is Philip Dukes and Friends. It's the last of the concerts featuring Schumann and Dvorak. Again, at the nicest auditorium of the Telfair Jepson Center. And then it's followed by another American Roots concert at 6 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. And this is really sort of the Zydeco.
Yeah, it's the Louisiana thing. So one half is Swingin' Dopsy and the Zydeco Hellraisers, the son of Rockin' Dopsy and the Zydeco Twisters. But he's got a great band, and so there will be a dance portion, and there will be a Zydeco instructor for people who want to come get a few steps. The other half of it is an emerging band who from New Orleans called Sally Baby Silver Dollars. And they're in the realm of 50s and 60s New Orleans blues, and you think Johnny Adams, but some contemporary stuff too, with a little horn section and an awesome singer. They're up and comers in the New Orleans scene. So a little bit of a mix.
It's a double header. It's a little bit different than a Zydeco show last year, right?
Which yeah, not just straight Zydeco. Maybe a half Zydeco.
And if you were so excited to see Christone Kingfish Ingram back on Thursday, April 2nd, you'll definitely want to see the Robert Cray Band. And that is at 7 p.m. in the Trustees Theater on Saturday, April 4th.
Yeah, it doesn't need too much introduction, but I know I called Sunisha to say, I think we should get Robert Cray right at the end of the festival. What do you think? And it was kind of automatic.
Yeah, I was so blown away because I heard Robert Cray for the first time when I was like maybe 14 or 15. He was like a superstar in the 90s and, you know, played with Eric Clapton and, you know, recorded and just a blues artist of the highest regard. In my own mind, just to have that guy come to Savannah, and I'm looking forward to shaking his hand for the performance. I can tell you that because I certainly could not imagine this, you know, 30-some years ago.
And if blues isn't up your alley, you could always go to Dan Tominski Band at the North Garden Assembly Room of the Chicago City Museum.
Yeah, if people don't know Dan, he was the singer for ever and a day for Alison Krauss and Union Station and guitarist, and he was the voice of George Clooney on Oh Brother Where Art Thou, the Man of Constant Sorrow. But he's got a great solo career going now, and the band is phenomenal. Another dobro player who's a young guy, Gavin Largent, who's outstanding. So if you like straight-ahead bluegrass, this was one of those ones.
And then there's another American Roots performance at the Lucas Theater for the Arts at 8:30 p.m.
Yeah, Lucius. I heard we've been pursuing them. It's another one you got to get the scheduling within a tight window. So it worked this year to get Lucius. Some of the best harmonies you'll hear, and they're doing a sort of pared down acoustic set for us with a small band, and they're awesome singers and some really good material too. So I think finally we have Lucius coming to the festival, and I think it fits the festival's aesthetic very well to have them with the acoustic ensemble.
Yeah, and again, I think it does extend our boundaries of the repertoire, you know, beautifully. And I mean, such an amazingly strong night. I mean, you have, you know, Robert Cray and Dan Tominski and then Lucius within, you know, 30 minutes of, you know, start time of the show. So.
Well, the fact that you have all four categories in this particular day, and so if you don't like what you have set in front of you, you just don't like music.
Well said.
And so it finishes with, on April, Sunday, April 5th, with Unlimited Miles, Miles Davis at 100.
Mm-hmm. So centenary of somebody who had so many different faces and throughout his career and what he offered. So this one actually travels through the career. It's not one era. You'll hear a taste of everything, but the music director is John Beasley. Got Sean Jones on trumpet, who's a festival favorite. If anybody can represent what Miles did and is still living and breathing, Sean can do it. Terry Angeli on drums. That's just the one concert that day. We really wanted to focus on this year for this Miles Davis 100th birthday celebration. Thank you.
So tonight on Savannah Music Local and Sustainable, I've been talking with Sunisha Sarek, the executive director, and Ryan McMakin, the artistic director of the Savannah Music Festival, about the Savannah Music Festival, which runs from March 25th through April 5th, 2026, in various locations around Savannah. And I want to thank you so very much, Ryan and Sunisha, for being on the show tonight.
Thank you for having us.
This has been another edition of Music Local and Sustainable, and I've been your host, Dave Lake. Save this time for another show next week.
Well, I know we ain't headed for the Hall of Fame. Gonna give it what we got, man, it ain't no shame. Let me know if you can hear me. Check, check, one, two. Let me know if you can hear me. Check, check, one, two.